You will win, but people will hate you. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Scrabble is the only board game I still play. And not to brag, but the fact is I usually win. Until this week when my daughter beat me by 2 points. It was quite a shock. Which is why I perked up when I heard on the radio about the tournament to determine
who the world's best Scrabble player is.
And it turned out to be Conrad Bassett Bouchard of Portland, who is more than happy to share his secret practice regimen.
It would be me sitting at my computer using a program called Zizava.
Zizava. He uses a program called Zizava, Z-Y-Z-Z-Y-V-A, named for the last word in the dictionary, a type of South American weevil, but nobody cares about that. Zizava's sole purpose is to help you create real words out of jumbled letters. You enter any series of letters. It lists all the possible Scrabble words. You know how often he practices?
Every day of the year, always.
Which is how he learned words like florigen, trues, and contuse, which were all played in the championship game. So I downloaded this thing, and I learned that the same letters that spell heating can also spell ganite, G-A-H-N-I-T-E, which is a green mineral made of zinc and aluminum. Or that to get rid of a Y, an R, and a K, I could find a free E and spell yerk, which means to beat vigorously. And I also realized I was learning words whose only function would be to make everybody want to yerk the hell out of me. So I've decided to keep the app because it did cost me 99 cents, but under no circumstances will I use those silly words, unless I find myself about to lose to that kid again. I'm pretty sure I can still run faster than she can. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.